from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center. For this morning, a clear sky, sunny today with a high near 80. It'll be clear tonight, low 58. Sunshine Sunday, high 86. Monday, sunny, high 92. Sunny Tuesday, high 94. I'm meteorologist Jim Minali from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 69 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
This is Dr. Dan with Healthy House Call. Join our free workshop Saturday, April 29th at Healthy Habit Health Foods at 6029 North 7th Street at 1 o'clock. We have two drawings for a chance to win a bottle of CBD and a cervical pillow. Join us Saturday, April 29th at 1 p.m. at Healthy Habit Health Foods.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Now every Saturday, 11 to noon, right here on KFNX, 1100 AM, and featuring the Elton Brothers. Over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this Moonshot Saturday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are
the Elton Brothers.
Numbers to join in. Talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table. 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air. Our direct line always on 480-451-3318, and our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio rushing your way. The latest real estate numbers, including a look at the strong demand in new home sales. Then in our loan segment, a loan for most any buyer, we're going to review Deanne's most popular programs. Bottom of the hour, wants and needs. You know, we've got buyers, and maybe you have what they are looking for. And down the stretch, investment opportunities, a special short sale, deals of the week, much more. But first, if you settled in, what's on your mind, bro?
Wants and needs.
Wants and needs.
I like that. I like a wants and needs. So you know what? We can have people call in and tell us their wants and needs.
They could. They could, you know, 602-277-5369 if you're looking for something specific. Maybe we can match you up,
you know,
with a seller or a buyer.
You know what today is?
Last day of April something. April 29th, maybe? 30th? 29th.
No. Today it's 73 degrees. Today is the nicest day before hell breaks loose. We allowed to say that?
We just did.
I think we are. Before it turns to Red Hot. You know that song by Motley Crue, Red Hot? That it's going to get hot out.
Before it gets crewish out there.
I really believe that this is one of the last remaining days to get out. Get out. You don't even have to turn your air conditioning on and go find a house.
Wow.
It is perfect house hunting weather right now.
Speaking of house hunting, I'm just going to throw it out there right now while you mentioned it. Tomorrow, Sunday. 1 to 4, we're doing an open house at our listing in Trovia, gated community in North Scottsdale. We're going to have fresh baked, homemade baked. And if for no other reason to come check out a house, you'll want my wife's fresh baked cookies.
Wow, I may have to come out there.
1 to 4 in Trovia.
What kind?
whatever she comes up with. It could be this cheesecake Oreo chocolate chip mix, or we could go down straight shot down the middle with the chocolate chip oatmeal thing. It's always incredible.
No Oreos from
Sam's
Club.
She's known for her cookies around the state.
All right. Well, if you see Oreos in there, just turn around and walk out because these are supposed to be home-baked cookies.
No, 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 no. You don't get it. This is the texture part. It's the crunched up Oreo. You know, it's part of the ingredients.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
if you've never had my wife's cheesecake Oreo crunch chocolate chip cookies, or I guess they're like a brownie shape, you've missed
out. And that's what's going to be at your open house.
It could be. I'm teasing the audience. It's going to be fresh baked something. Huh.
Okay. So here's what I want to talk about. It's making me kind of hungry. So buyers are fickle. Buyers are smart. Buyers,
but sellers are not.
I'm talking about buyers.
I know.
Give me a second.
All right.
Let me get this out.
Get it out.
Buyers are smart. Buyers are fickle. Buyers are astute. They are getting more educated. They are getting more educated on value. They are getting more educated on what is a good buy, what is not, location, location. They're understanding a little bit more about remodeling. They're understanding a little bit about what needs to be put into a property once they get it. And they're taking into consideration all aspects of value.
They're
getting smarter. So if you are a seller, you have to understand that buyers are getting smarter and they're getting a little bit more astute. And one of the things that you have to do is make your property presentable in a fashion in which doesn't raise any questions. Obviously, you are going to disclose everything you know about the property of material fact that you would want to know if you were buying the property. If you had a roof leak, you disclose it. If the roof was fixed, you disclose it. And then you present the buyer with paperwork, which proves that the property has roof work done on it.
That's a prudent thing to do.
Chad's making fun of me. For instance, stains in the roof. Stains.
That could be a big turnoff, yeah.
The buyer looks at a stain in the roof, and he says, that's $20,000. That's a $10,000 fix.
You're saying stain in the ceiling.
In the ceiling.
Yes.
Stain in the ceiling you want to get taken care of before you put the property on the market. If you have a carpet that can be shampooed because it just needs to get stains out, then get it shampooed. Obviously, stains in the roof. I'm going through this right now with a seller. I have a buyer and they have a seller. We walk into the property. We look up. We see a stain in the roof. Automatically, the buyer says, oh my God, this place needs a new roof. It needs $15,000 worth of a new roof. Well, in reality, the roof was fixed. Repaired.
Yes.
And they sent over the paperwork. But that put a element of doubt in the buyer's mind. That they did not take it further to fix the roof.
So they fixed the $10,000 roof, but they didn't fix the $500 stain.
That's right. The same thing goes for under sinks. When there's leaky stuff coming down in the sinks, you get that stuff fixed. Any water damage in your property, you're going to want to get fixed. You disclose it, but you want to get it fixed because buyers are smarter and they understand that, and they're scared. Buyers are scared.
They don't want to inherit a new roof problem.
They know that prices have gone up and property values are rising. They don't want to have to pay more for a house and then obviously come in with another $10,000, $15,000 for a roof problem when there is no problem. That's what I'm getting at. Man, so it's harsh.
Eradicate that objection.
Harsh to get these things out. I'm telling you as
a
seller.
This is all very good.
As a seller, you want to keep your pool nice, sparkly, clean, and fresh. You don't want it to be green. You don't want the grass to die.
You don't want it to even be murky in between green and blue.
No. You want your palm trees trimmed. You want everything in good working order and cleanliness and decluttered.
Because that is a reflection of the house and how you've taken care of it in the past. If they see a half green pool, right, then they automatically assume, oh, this house has been, you know, through the ringer, hasn't been taken care of.
What is worse, a stain in the roof or a murky pool? I don't know. It all calculates money to the buyer in their brain. Their brain is like a calculator, racking up digits. You ever seen the Jerry Lewis telethon where the numbers are just keep spinning and it keeps rising and rising and rising? Every little thing a buyer looks at in a house, picture the Jerry Lewis telethon and that thing just spinning that's a buyer's head. That's a buyer thinking he's going to have to spend that kind of money on your property. And then you're not going to get the offer that you thought you should get.
Yeah.
Because the buyer's going to go to, and they're going to sit down at Starbucks and they're going to order a double frappe with that unicorn drink. And he's going to sit down and he's going to say, hey, okay, that house was listed at 465. Let's offer him 425 because it needs a new roof because there was a quarter size stain in the roof. It's psychology. Psychology plays a huge part in buying and selling real estate. You have to be very smart sellers because buyers are very, very smart. But you disclose everything.
And you got to, too, remember, they are going to see that quarter size stain in the roof, in the ceiling, because they're looking at the property with fresh eyes.
Fresh eyes.
Fresh eyes. So they're seeing, you know, this stain that you've become used to for the past 10 years. You don't even know it's there anymore. Just like any traffic noise, you don't know if that's there. Just like anything.
I bet if you're a seller, you walk around your house right now and it's fully furnished. I bet if you walked outside and somebody said to you, explain in detail everything that's in your house, all your furniture, all your accoutrements. I bet you couldn't name them all. And you've lived there for years. You just forget. It becomes part of the landscape. You just don't really pay attention to it. It's just like leaky faucets, leaky roofs, grout. Grout is another one of those things.
That's why it pays to actually have a realtor come through the house, you know, even if you're interviewing realtors, and ask for their opinion, because they'll look at it with the fresh eyes.
If you don't want to spend the money to fix it, then you have to realize that you will get knocked down for it. So keep in mind, fix it, get it out of the way. Don't give a buyer an excuse to give you crap about your house.
You can call the Elton Bros. We'll come over and give you a no obligation assessment. 480-451-3318.
So how did the Cardinals do in the draft? Apparently they did pretty well, right? They got a receiver, they got a safety, they did well.
They got some people, but you know what? Honestly, I'm a Giants guy.
G-Man.
We picked up a tight end first round. Most athletic player in the draft.
Yawn.
We also got a defensive tackle from Alabama. 3'10". Going to shore up the middle. Up next, a loan to fit most any buyer's needs. We're going to review them all with Deanne, her most popular programs next on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers. Putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602 602- 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody needs a home.
Home boy.
Everybody needs a home.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers. With Arizona Best Real Estate, you can call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question, or a refinancing question. Deanne Reisner over at Suburban Mortgage. Direct line, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. She has over 24 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been
de-annotized.
Deanne Reisner, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Deanne, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good. You doing good on a Saturday? Isn't it gorgeous out right now? You got the windows open. You're not at the office, are you? You're home chilling.
It's beautiful outside.
Yeah, see? I mean, the wind's calmed down. Every pool in the whole valley is just like swamp filled with like, you know, leaves and trees. And it's kind of like
a Chamber of Commerce kind of day out there.
Yeah, it's like Naked and Afraid in all these pools and they're walking through the swamps and stuff. But hopefully they're getting all that stuff cleaned up because it is house selling season. Get your house cleaned up. Make it look sparkly. Huh, Deanne?
Exactly. I can't hear you very well.
No.
You know, I'll tell you, sorry about that, Deanne. That's actually on us because they're redoing the studio down here. And so half of the acoustics are off the walls and stuff, so it's a little echoey and probably doesn't sound as good as it normally does, but we're going to work our way through it.
Oh, boy. Really? I didn't realize that hurt the sound, though.
Yeah, that's what all these panels, all these black foam panels are for.
I get it.
Yeah. But
I didn't
of course
think
it affects the sound.
But she should be able to hear us.
Yeah, she should. Deanne, are you there?
I am.
All right. So let's get into some loan stuff. What are you seeing out there, Deanne? I guess we can start with overall rates. You know, they were rising there for a little bit in the first quarter, and then we kind of had a gift, and they kind of took a break and came back in. What are we seeing there right now?
You're absolutely right. We did. We're still hanging in there, like on an FHA. Obviously, we always use 280 as a sales price. We're still hanging in there at 3.875 with an APR of 5.052. So at 280, 3.5% down, you're looking at a total payment of $1,667.83.
Now that's FHA. So that's 3.5% down. We can try to get the seller to pay costs. That's up to a purchase price of 280. You know, 3.8.
Actually, yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
But I was going to tell you, I actually, even though it seems to be a seller's market because there's not a lot of inventory, I am getting a lot of contracts with seller concessions.
Really?
You see, you never know what might stick in any individual home. You got every seller is different. And so it's worth giving it a shot at least, you know, and cover some of those costs. I mean, the rate still 3.875. On an FHA, that's great for first time home buyers or anybody in that price point under 290, I guess it is.
It is.
So
That's FHA. How about VA, Deanne?
VA, 100% financing. We're still hanging in there at the same 3.875 with an APR of 4.189. So we're looking at a total payment of $1,532.47.
No money down.
Right.
$280,000. So, Deanne, talk a little bit more about VA, VA eligibility. I want people to realize they can reuse the VA. I know that Deanne is a VA specialist. I think that's fair to say, because many years ago we actually met when you were doing a VA loan. Talk a little bit about that and how people can reuse it and some of the misnomers about VA financing.
You know, it's funny that you asked that. Before I did the show, I just got off the phone with an agent, and she's dealing with a seller who's an old-time broker. He's retired, and he could not understand why I have a VA buyer putting an offer in with a 5% down on a VA, why they weren't going conventional. So I had to explain to her, because you can reuse your VA, it's called subsequent use. So if you're not disabled, if you use it more than once, your funding fee is higher at 3.3%. However, if you put 5% down, that funding fee that you can finance drops down to 1.5%. So in this case, it was on a $190,000 property. So instead of financing $5,900, it dropped all the way down to $2,300. And the rate is lower on a VA. So I told her, have the guy call me, and I'll explain to him it's better than putting him on a conventional because the rate would have been higher and they would have had mortgage insurance.
Sure. Absolutely. 3.875. And I just want to give out your number again. We're talking with Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage. If you have FHA, VA, you're an investor buyer, conventional buyer. She has all different kinds of levels and programs within conventional. We'll talk about that in a second. Her direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. 602-606-6728. So on VA, you can actually go zero down up to, what is it, is it still?
424.1.
424.1. They actually raised that a little bit. It was 417, I believe. So
right.
424.1. And then above that, then there's a formula where you have to put enough money down to get to the, how does it work? Tell everyone the formula.
Okay. So, let's say if you're going to buy a $500,000 property, but you don't want to put $100,000 down and you're a veteran. So we take the difference between the $500,000, we subtract the maximum of $424.1, we take that amount, and we multiply it by 25%, and that's your down payment. And
so,
oftentimes that equates to the 5%, and so they can get the reduced funding fee, and they get a better interest rate.
So
no mortgage insurance.
It's 25% above the 424.100, whatever that difference is, up to, what is it, a million, I think, you can go?
Actually, they don't have a limit.
They don't have a limit. Wow.
No, but some of the investors cut it off at a million. And the reason, the other good thing about that, let's suppose that you went through that downfall and you had a bankruptcy or a foreclosure, and so now you're 3 or 4 years out. You can't go with a conventional loan unless you take a really high interest rate. If you're a veteran, they only require 2 years unless you foreclose on a VA loan. That's a different story.
That's so out of short sale or so out of a short sale. Yeah. I just want to confirm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, and people don't realize there's also things called partial entitlement. So oftentimes we'll do a calculation. You can still get another VA loan.
There you go. See, VA, Deanne knows inside and out, not only all the programs, but VA, she's incredible. She deannotizes like no one else. You just got to call her and she can talk through your situation, whether you have a VA, your spouse has a VA, you're ready to reuse it. Give her a call on that. How about conventional, Deanne? Where are we with that?
Conventional, good credit, 20% down. We're at 4.25 with an APR of 4.317. Total payment, $1,289.70.
$1,289. So let's just call it $1,290. 4.25. Hanging in there, close to 4. Conventional.
Right.
And so does that rate apply for 5%, 10%, 20%?
Yes. But you have to have good credit. everything is what they call risk-based pricing now. So on a conventional loan in particular, the higher your credit score, the better your interest rate's going to be.
Higher, yes. Okay. So at 4.25%, though, and how are we with MI versus, say, the FHA programs?
Well, it depends. Again, it's credit score driven. So the higher your credit score, the better your mortgage insurance.
So what's the optimal credit score, just so people have an idea of kind of to get the best rate of the lowest MI?
That would be a 780 or north. 760 will get you really close. 740 is not far behind. Once you drop below the 720, you're going to feel it in your rate, and you're going to feel it in your mortgage insurance. So oftentimes then, if you're in this price point, we compare it with the FHA.
How about investors, Deanne? We have a minute. Where are we there?
Oh, we're at the 5.25, good credit, 20% down. You've got an APR of 5.366, 1424.44. But I will tell you, if you can put a little more down, 25%, you can get that rate down. Are you ready, Rick?
I'm ready.
To about 4.75.
Whoa!
That's a big deal. That's a half a point.
Oh, absolutely.
The water cooler rate.
Less hits when you put a little more down as an investor.
4.75% is out there. You just got to give Deanne a call. She'll give you all the details. Her direct line, 602-606-6728. Thanks, Deanne.
Thanks, Deanne.
Up next, wants and needs. We've got some buyers. Maybe you're selling what they are looking for. Plus, we got some new listings. Next. On The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers, real estate in the palm of your hand.
You can count on around the clock news, weather, and the KFNX traffic team. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
As President Trump marks his 100th day in office, tens of thousands of demonstrators in Washington are counting down to the end of his administration. It's the People's March on Climate Change, and Renee Marsh is out there for us.
They all pretty much have the same message here, which is essentially that the regulatory rollbacks that we've been seeing from this new administration is not something that they're on board with.
The White House considering how to respond to North Korea's provocative missile test while waiting to see what China may do. Athena Jones reports action on the table in Washington sounds familiar.
We heard Secretary of State Rex Tillerson at the UN earlier this week talk about the need to increase sanctions on North Korea, add additional economic sanctions in order to increase the isolation, the financial isolation of the regime.
The aircraft carrier Carl Vinson now offshore of the Korean Peninsula. Pope Francis is back in Rome after his historic two-day trip to Egypt. The Pope called for unity as he celebrated Mass in Cairo before heading back to the Vatican. I'm Michael Toscano.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center. For this morning, a clear sky, sunny today with a high near 80. It'll be clear tonight, low 58. Sunshine Sunday, high 86. Monday, sunny, high 92. Sunny Tuesday, high 94. I'm meteorologist Jim Minali from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 72 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. on groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout Metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers. Hanging around the valley since 1976. You can call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current to lose, of course, as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, of course, completely free, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
You know, you said something very, very important. You gave out the phone number for people to give us a call, and that is, again, 602-277-5369. We're talking about real estate, but we're talking about anything. When it comes to basically anything, focused more on real estate, give us a call. Let us know if you have any problems, you have any issues, you have any questions about your property. We deal with a lot of, you know, people that are having some property issues, such as, possibly even their loans have recasted, right? And maybe they're thinking about this payment. This new payment is just a little bit hard to manage. So what do you do? Do you short sale? Do you foreclose? Do you just not pay? There are many, many things that you can consider. One, and the most, it tends to be the best option, is short selling. We're still doing a lot of short sales, especially now because people have gotten 5-1 arms back in 2007, 2006, and their loans have recasted. So now what do? You're in a little bit of, how you say, conundrum. Your payment has doubled. So give us a call. We could talk through your options. 480-451-3318. Now what? We'll talk about some listings. We'll talk about,
I want to do wants and needs.
Wants and needs.
Yeah, that's a little, every Tuesday we have a staff meeting at the office and everybody gets up and talks about what they need and what they want. And so what we have is we have buyers looking for 3-4 bedroom, 2 bath homes.
Are these our wants or our needs?
These are our both of them.
Okay.
Wants and needs.
Okay. wants or needs.
Maybe you're considering selling. So we have some investor buyers who are looking. They're cash buyers. You know, we're in that $250,000 range, give or take, up to. If you have any kind of property you're thinking about putting on the market, we might be able to make something happen sooner for you rather than later. You can call us on that. If you are considering selling, or if you already are selling, and let's say you haven't been able to get your house sold and it's expired or it's just canceled and for whatever reason it couldn't get done, give us a call. We deal with this all the time. We might be able to, impart some knowledge that could possibly help, right? 480-451-3318.
I have another want and need. if people are listening out there and they have a want for a assisted living property. This is not a full-blown property that is already variance and zoned for assisted living, but it could be that way. And this is the best property on the planet for assisted living. Now, keep in mind something. You could have an assisted living property for five people on under, five occupants that are not related, and they treat it as a single-family residence. So you can have five occupants living in a home, and they call them adult care facilities. So this particular property that we are putting on the market tomorrow, or yeah, Sunday, this is the most amazing potential assisted living property that I have ever seen. It is a two-acre property with a pool. We can always fill in the pool. But anyway, it's 2 acres. It is basically eight bedrooms, seven bathrooms, but it possibly could be 11 bedrooms. There is many flex spaces to this property. It's going to be listed at $1,895,000. It is all on a single level, 2 acres, 4-car garage, the 2 laundries, 2 full kitchens. It's an amazing property if you're looking in the assisted living game. Or yeah, if you just want to buy a big property and a big house, 7,400 square feet, there you go. Have it.
Well, but the location is the key. Evan said that. And it's prime Cactus and 100th Street. Can you beat that?
Cactus and 100th Street in Scottsdale, yeah. Can't beat it.
Incredible neighborhood. So, yeah, these kinds of properties are few and far between. They rarely come on the market. It's really like a trophy property because of its size and location. And it has many possible uses. You know, you may have to go to the city and work on variances, and you can always write something subject to that type of an approval, but it could be a bed and breakfast type of place. It could be, like Rick said, assisted living. It is a subdividable lot, a splittable lot, so potentially you could put 2 dream homes on this property. It's zoned R35, so one home per 35,000 square feet. So there's lots of potential uses beyond, or you can, you know, the house that's there right now is move-in ready. So if you have a big family, expanding family, it could work for you as it is. There's also a maintenance facility, freestanding additional building on the property. Used to be a horse facility as well, so some of that is still there. So it kind of checks a lot of boxes.
Yeah.
Let's see. So listings. We're going to keep going. Right. We were talking about short sales earlier.
Okay.
10% of homes in Maricopa County, underwater. And this is one of them. Up in Winfield, we just reduced this. It was 489. Now we're 475. This is a short sale subject to bank approval. It's a 2-bedroom den, 2.5 bath, 2-car garage with beautiful Winfield mountain views, almost 2,300 square feet, built in 2000. This property is not going to last. If you want to be a North Scottsdale gated community like Winfield, it's got all the amenities, the tennis courts, it's got the cafe, it's got the swimming pools. Beautiful lifestyle choice for you up there in Winfield. A lot of people, second home community, retirees, professionals, you name it.
All right. Well, if we're going to continue on listings, then this one just went on the market today in Fountain Hills. It's 2,700 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, pool, spa, and it has an amazing lot. Unbelievable views of the fountain, of the valley, of the mountains in Fountain Hills. This house is listed at 465. Another one at Chaparral in Hayden. This is in La Valita, beautiful gated community right across the street from Randy's Cafe. Everybody asked me about Randy's, so yes, it's right across the street. It's 1,700 square feet, 2-bedroom plus a den, fully remodeled property in La Valita gated community, and it is $395,000.
I mean, that is a softball down the middle for South Scottsdale access. It's 5 minutes from Old Town.
Yeah.
It's 2 minutes from Camelback Mountain. You know, it's just, talk about location.
Shopping, freeway,
shopping,
everything.
Freeway, you name it.
And it is architecturally stimulating, this property.
It's sort of a Spanish, villa looking.
It's got parapets and it's got towers. It's one of those towers that people used
turrets
to
call
it. Turrets!
Thank you.
Now, there's another.
And it's got the community pool and it's in all that, the spa and everything.
Truly one of the best little communities down there. People are downsizing. This is a second home community, owner-occupied community. Thirdly, fourthly, we have a property in Dove Valley that just came on the market as well, a gated community in Dove Valley, which is basically Cave Creek and Rancho Paloma. And this is four bedrooms, 1,900 square feet, single level, no pool, backs to the preserve. And this house is listed at 325. I want to tell you about a 10,000 square foot property that we just took, 10,000 square foot lot. 34th Way.
I was going to say, it's a 10,000 square foot property I didn't know about. Usually I get the memo on these.
Yeah, this one is, it's 34th Way in Bell. Go north. It's at the end of a cul-de-sac. It's four bedrooms, 2 1/4 baths, and it's listed at 254. It's got a 10,000 square foot lot, no HOA, no pool, and it is just an amazing property if you are a contractor. Or if you want to have run your business out of your home as far as, you know, woodworking or some sort of car maintenance or something of that nature.
Can I break in? Do you have more to do? Can we save some for the next segment?
I got a lot in Fire Rock. We got a whole bunch of stuff. But anyway, go ahead.
I want to go back to wants and needs. And this is for potentially for some folks out there. If you have been through a short sale, a bankruptcy, a foreclosure, and you've been renting, you know, rates are still amazing, and we are getting lots of calls now from potential buyers who are getting back in the market, and they're not even aware that they can get back in the market. They think because they've had, you know, the foreclosure or the short sale, they can't jump back in. But the boomerang buyer is what they're called. They are fueling a lot of the demand that we are seeing out there, including with the millennials. But give us a call. We can put you in touch with Deanne. We can talk to you direct to see if maybe you are ready to jump back in and take advantage of what is a very strong market and still low interest rates and lots of value still out there. 480-451-3318. Give us a call. Up next, we got some investment opportunities, including a special short sale, deals of the week from around the valley. Much more on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323233.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 323233 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
Cause down the road you find someone else good looking. Down the road you find another sweet baby cooking.
So I gotta yell hell.
Back with the Elton Brothers. Dave and Rick Elton. Still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties. We're also family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your house and you gotta sell your spouse, you bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318 or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
That's awesome.
Isn't that good? You can also check out eltonbrothers.com, our website. We're going to be talking about deals of the week in a second. We set up a special website for that as well. 1100homedeals.com. You can go there and there's a list of all the best deals in the valley.
What are you seeing out there in the market? Here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lot of reductions. You know, I'm seeing a lot of reductions in various areas of the area, of the valley. A lot of reductions are in that, say, 7 to 1.5 million. Lots of reductions, lots of expired listings, lots of cancellations. If you're in that price range between 7 and 1.5 million, take your home off the market if you're really, truly not serious about selling it. That is a pretty slow moving, I think it has a lot to do with the bulk of people that are selling in that range because they're downsizing. A lot of people are looking to downsize. The market, 600 on under, very healthy. Very healthy. Especially, you know, in that first time home buyer market, like, say 200 to 300.
Oh, that's very strong.
And even like the other day, I put a listing on the market. It was in South Scottsdale, right at Chaparral and Hayden. You know, I put it on the market at 226 and it sold first day. Boom. Sold first day. If you have a good house in a good location, 200 to 250, it's gone. It should be gone right away.
Speaking of demand, I did want to reference, which we talked about in the open, this article that, comes out from the Commerce Department. New home sales climbed to 8-month high in March. U.S. sales, new homes, shot up, hence the moonshot reference, shot up in March to the fastest pace in 8 months as more Americans are upgrading their homes in a positive sign for the broader economy. The Commerce Department said Tuesday new home sales rose 5.8% last month, seasonally adjusted 621,000, highest rate since July of last year, sales running 12% higher than the first 3 months of this year than during the same period of 2016. Home building, of course, is feeding growth, helps stimulate our economy, all that good stuff. We're still recovering from the bubble from a decade ago, as we know, but sales last month are on a pace to more than double the total for all, listen to this, for all of 2011. So that is a good sign. Some specifics. Residential construction added 112,600 workers over the past year, 4.2% increase. And what else we got? Sales of existing homes have risen as inventory has fallen 6.6% over the past year to 1.83 million properties.
So it pays to remodel.
More buyers chasing fewer properties, causing prices to rise. And possibly making new construction that much more attractive. So, you know, that coupled with, you know, in for our local economy here, you know, we talked about Intel bringing $7 billion into town, creating 3,000 new jobs. That's in Chandler. We got Apple in town. We've got other startups coming here. We got a lot of strong, you know, tech, well-paying jobs moving to Phoenix. Lots of that spurring on construction, more jobs there. Lots of building going on all over town, as you can see, as you travel. So it all looks good for the broader picture for Phoenix and Phoenix growth and Phoenix appreciation going forward.
So people always wonder, well, what do I do? Do I remodel? Should I put it on the market, not sell it, remodeled? Or should I remodel it and sell it? I think that most buyers right now, especially
those smart buyers,
under 400,000, they got enough money for a down payment and to buy the house. They don't have enough money to remodel. So they would rather finance the remodeling that you just did and then buy your house and not have to do anything for the next 10, 15 years. So if you're going to remodel the kitchen, do it. I think it's a good idea. I think it's a great idea, but just do it correctly. Kitchen and baths are the money areas, obviously. That's where you're going to make the most return. If you have a 1995 original house with cultured marble kitchen and formica on the kitchen counters, it's best to, and you got a little extra money because you have some equity, maybe take a HELOC out. Maybe take a line of credit. Maybe get a bank loan and remodel the property, because you'll probably get 1.25% to say 1.5% on what you spend in those areas if you have bought a house in 1990 to 2000, probably, right?
I don't know how you quantify 1 or 1.5%. I think, you know, you're going to get your money back and then some if you do those areas. Here's what you're not going to get, though. If you don't remodel, you're going to get plastered in the market. The market will make you pay for the fact that your house needs work. And, you know, so the price that you actually
plastered.
Yes. The price you end up paying for it is going to be at a discount to if it's a complete, you know, fixer, obviously. Because a lot of people have, I mean, remodeling is now a sport. So a lot of people are doing it, and a lot of people are doing it badly. So, you know, have a team. If you have a team together and you're doing it, and look at what the pros are doing. That sets the standard for these neighborhoods. But otherwise, if you don't do it right or you don't do it at all, you're going to pay for it in the end.
Yeah. And if you're a buyer and you're buying a house that was just remodeled, a fix and flip, try to get as much detailed information about the remodel as you can. A lot of walls were removed. A lot of electricity was moved. A lot of plumbing was moved. They need permits for that stuff.
And a lot of them are not getting permits. And Rick, that is a huge point. Because here's what you have to think about. Even if it was done right and they don't have a permit because they're trying to get these, it takes a little time sometimes to get the right permits. But if they didn't go through the process to get the permits, just know you will have a disclosure issue on your hands when you go to resell it. That's the whole thing. You need the permits, because then it creates questions in future buyers' minds.
Well, the whole thing obviously is it was done correctly. I mean, you got to
done get correctly.
The,
yeah, you got the, what I'm saying is,
of course,
these teams out there, they try to turn these houses in a month, and they don't go through the steps to get the, you know, bring the city out at every turn. We put in the new pipes, we move the walls, we get the plans, we get it all done. It has to be approved at each step of the way. There's a whole process
to
it.
That's if they
know you're doing it right.
That's if they remove walls.
Yes, but anytime if like you add a bathroom, like I'm going through that right now. You know, we added a bathroom, we changed walls, we're doing all this stuff. You know, but we're doing it right. You know, we went to the city, got the permits, got the plans approved every step, because we're going to show that obviously when we go put it back on the market. And you're just going to want to see that stuff if you're buying a remodel.
And if you're a seller, get that stuff. Get that stuff from your contractor. Get all the bills. Get all the paperwork.
Have it in a nice bound book.
There's nothing that buyers like more than binders. Buyers love books of things going on
with
the house.
That they're going to buy, yeah.
They want to know about termites. They want to know about the roof, the air conditioning. You know what? So many homes get sold and they have air conditioners that are less than 5 years old, and there should be warranties on that stuff. Where is it? Where's the warranty? It's like, you know, did you ever see the movie Tommy Boy? You know, about the warranty.
It's been a while.
About the warranty on the box of the brake pads. They make you feel better if there's a warranty on the box. So give the buyer what they want. Get a nice little booklet together. Here you go, Mr. Buyer. This is where your roof goes. This is where your water heater was just put in 2 years ago. It's got a 5-year warranty. Here's who you call if something happens.
All right.
That's what you got to do as a seller.
This is great. This is great information. Here's some more great information. Because I talked about this open house, you know. We have this open house tomorrow. 1-4 in Trovia, gated community, 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath, pool, spa. Almost 4,300 square feet, built in 04. It was $1,035,000. We're now at $950,000. Hopefully we're going to sell this house this weekend. So if you're up in the Trovia, North Scottsdale area, you want to stop by and say hi, say you heard us on the radio, that's where we're going to be with all the fresh baked goodies, courtesy of my wife. All right, couple short sale deals of the week. These are all short sales subject to bank approval, and we are going to start in, where are we going to start? We're going to start in Chandler.
These are them too?
Yes, 5-bedroom, 3-bath, 3-car garage, almost 4,000 square feet, 440 in Chandler.
How about Gilbert? 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 2,250 square feet, built in 2000, $250,000, $111 a foot in Gilbert. These are all short sales. Go ahead.
Phoenix. Wow. 4 bedrooms, 5.5 baths, pool spa, acre, 5-car garage, almost 6,600 square feet, built in 06, just came on the market for 1.4. There's so many of these types of deals. You just have to call the Elton Brothers. We can find them all for you. If you want to list with us, we can do that too. I want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, our men behind the glass, Josh, and Chet's around here too. And of course, a big real estate show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell, this is what I was saying. We've got flexible fees, a radio show, 35-plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. We work valley-wide. Our email is eltonbrothers@cox.net. Begin your search for the perfect home, eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley. See you next Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers, real estate in the palm of your hand.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
You're listening to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Station.